You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. The light went on. Wanda pointed her finger at me, which means that everybody can hear me again. We've got Meg Daly on. Meg, I'm going to read the short version. Give me like 62 different... Go super short. Meg Daly is founder of Friends of the Underline, a 501c3 nonprofit organization transforming the underutilized, that's a long word, land below Miami's Metro Rail into a 10-mile urban trail, linear park, and living art destination. She's passionate about parks and public spaces and was recently named a Miami Angel by the Miami Herald. Well, Meg, you are our angel today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm having a good time already.
Oh, that's good. We got your good buddy Arden Carson. She's beaming. She just finished telling the world about her fabulous deal. Oh, she's building at Brickell Heights. You can lean in and talk to the mic too, Arden. Arden, what's your role here on the Underline?
Well, I'm on the executive committee, and I'm Meg's partner in crime. We start each day at 7:30 a.m. just chatting about strategy. But no, she really is the visionary and the founder, and I've so much enjoyed working with her. We started off, we went to high school together, and now we are... I'm helping with fundraising and some strategy and the real estate committee. So it's a very exciting project and happy to be involved.
Oh, well, listen, I went to your, I don't know if that was a kickoff event, whatever, but I went to the event on Brickell Avenue where you had all the big movers and shakers and they rolled everything out and Bernard Ziskovich was there and the bankers were there and the attorneys were there. All the people that like to wear latex and ride bikes. Is it latex? I don't know.
Whatever. Spandex.
Spandex. Oh, wait, I thought spandex takes me back to the 70s.
Latex is gloves.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just a guy. What can I tell you? But it's amazing the broad base of support, the rollout. My goodness, I couldn't believe the extent. I've got a lot of friends that are involved with this. It seems like every serious person, well, no, I couldn't say it that way. It seems like every person that's serious about transportation, biking, and interconnectivity is involved with this program. A lot of stakeholders. Tell me a little bit about what your plan is.
Well, we've been actually working on this project for over 2 years. We incorporated as a nonprofit. We're a 501c3, as my very short bio mentioned. And
The other bio.
And we've completed our master plan.
501c3s in all of them.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm telling the truth in every one of them.
Correct.
And we actually have our master plan done. It was done by James Corner Field Operations, the same team that did the High Line in New York, which has transformed the Chelsea and meatpacking districts. And we've raised money to start building in Brickell in 2017. And that's from a combination of public dollars, from the county, from the state, as well as City of Miami and DOT. And the party you went to, which was a celebration of Swire's donation.
Party!
Swire, and it was at the New East Miami.
It was amazing.
Which is their 39th floor. I mean, it was spectacular drinking in the views of Miami.
The hotel guys that I had wanted to come back and bring all their co-development guys because it was so breathtaking. And I think that project just made Steve Owens, it sent him into retirement.
I had not been up there and it was great to see the change in our city. And the celebration, I think, from so many people understanding that this is going to take a village to build. This is a big project. It's 10 miles long. It's a combination of infrastructure, transportation, as well as parks. And what you saw was really sort of like the village that has mobilized to make it happen.
It's really interesting that you would say that because I would say that it's not only going to take a village, but it's going to connect a whole bunch of villages too. And that's the most important thing to me because we've been on the show. Well, you haven't been on, but I've been on a lot. And we've had guys like Mike Fay on. Mike Fay calls it the theory of donuts. I call it the theory of the vertically integrated high density activity centers. And you need to have interconnectivity. Now, one of the things that we talked about was how am I going to make a right-hand turn as I'm going south on US 1 anymore? How's that going to work with this?
Well, you'll still be able to take a right-hand turn on US 1 heading southbound. But we want to change those intersections so that you know that there's a cyclist or a walker in that crosswalk. Because right now, there's really no sense on the street that there's someone who's going to be crossing that street.
No, I wouldn't say there's somebody crossing the street there. I'd say there's a victim waiting to cross over there.
Well, you know, it's one of the most, Miami-Dade County is one of the most dangerous places to walk and bike in the country. And
I wouldn't doubt it.
South Florida Business Journal just came out with a report today that of 30 metros, we're number 28 for least walkable and bikeable. And I think that, you know, transportation, the reason you have that conversation, Arden, all the time is because we're all still trying to drive. in a city that roads will not support the single vehicle any longer. And we have to build out a city that gives us choices to walk and bike, take transit, as well as drive.
Yeah, you know, well, you
heard
guys,
about Warren Henry. Cars are good.
Yes, they are.
But we have to have choices.
I agree. You see how I talk about the red cap guy who'll drive you in your car.
Yeah. And, you know, and so we have, you know, you talked about Uber, Lyft. And so instead of owning a car, the millennials want that. They don't want to drive. They want to walk and bike and take transit. And we have some catch up to do to deliver that vision for that talent that really supports our businesses as we grow.
Now, here's a good question. Mm-hmm. I always come up with good questions. There's all kinds of new property being built up and down the, we'll call it spine of the underline. Where am I going to take a shower? If I get in my if I get on my bike in Kendall and I go up to Brickell Avenue, I'm going to smell like not somebody you'd want to have a meeting with. But I don't really know of many buildings where they have a shower in every room. How is that going to work?
You know, we talked about this the other day, and it's hot here. So if you're biking in Seattle or you're biking in Copenhagen, you know, it's not, they actually bike in the snow there in Copenhagen. But you really need to have creative solutions so that people can shower and then go to work and not have to drive. And one of the things is a lot of the new buildings going up that are LEED Platinum, a shower is required in the workplace. But what some other cities are doing, they're just getting more creative. And they're selling in Equinox, for example, the, you know, the right just to use the shower as opposed to the gym. And I think that when you have these great big ideas, I think it opens up new opportunities for commerce. And that's probably one of them.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think it's a great opportunity. I'm really looking forward to, I think that the entire city of Miami should strive for at least LEED Gold certification as far as just like a city. I think that'd be a great idea to kind of strive for that. Arden, what are some of the things that you're doing at Brickell Heights to specifically tie that project into the underline and capitalize it? Because I got to believe that the more connectivity somebody has to a project like the underline, the more valuable the real estate in that project is.
Well, are you asking about greening of the building or marketing the underline? I'm not sure.
What I'm trying to do is if you're in Brickell Heights, what is something special about the building or the location that helps tie it in to the underline? You said it's only 100 feet away. So, for instance, are you designing bike racks on the ground floor?
Well, we have to as part of our
look at
certification.
That. So look
we
at
actually,
that.
We have many bike racks throughout the building, throughout the parking garage. I mean, I started to tell you we have an urban garden. I mean, whether that ties into the underline directly, probably not. But the underline's promoting a healthy lifestyle, and we're doing the same thing at Brickell Heights with the Equinox, with an urban garden, and just with the multiple swimming pools, all of those things that the other we have a second gym. So all of those things are all tie into the same thing.
Now, Meg, we've only got about a minute left, and I'd like you to give out the contact information for the underline. But then I'm hoping, will you guys stay? We have one segment coming up. Will you stay towards the end of the show and do one more segment with me? Maybe we can get a couple people to call in or something?
Sure, that would be great. People can find us at theunderline.org. info@theunderline.org is how you reach us by email. And all of our social media is at @theunderlineMIA. And you can actually donate online. You can join and be, you know, get our emails and our outreach and participate in all of our fabulous events and really join us in transforming our city and making it a city of the future.
Yeah, I think that's it. Join us in transformation. Mm-hmm. The city's transforming. You can't live in 1984 forever. We have to look to the future. And this is just part of what we need to do as a city. Arden, last thought to you.
Last thought is look at the impact that the High Line has had on New York City. Meg and I are just coming off of an amazing convening with other linear parks around the United States, and it's just look at that impact, and we can do the same thing here in Miami, but it is going to take a village, and everybody needs to get involved, and whether you participate in the events or you do donate, all those things are just critical to making it happen.
All right. Well, you're going to be nice enough to stick. We'll talk a little bit more about this at about 6:45. We'll be back after this. We've got Art Rendek. He's the president of Inland Financial Capital and also Inland's Green Initiative. We're going to talk about bridge lending, all kinds of commercial real estate, and how he can help you get your building green if it's already existing. Wanda, it is all yours. Thank you, everybody. Oh, more information you can use right away after this.